Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Air Force Reserves Command, like the Air Force itself, has a constant need for flight engineers. They're the people who sit just behind the pilot and co-pilot and make sure the plane is operating properly. But it takes a long time to develop and train flight engineers, but the Air Force Reserves Command is finding a way around that. The program is called the High School to Flight School. Joining me with how it all works, Chief Master Sergeant David Jones, the career enlisted aviator functional manager at Air Force Reserve Command, speaking from Robins Air Force Base, Georgia. Good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, first of all, what is the requirement here for flight engineers in the reserves? Sounds like something you need to constantly replenish and refresh.
Yes, sir. For a long time, this is one of our high-demand jobs. Once a person went into that AFSC, they tended to stay a long time. It's kind of time to replenish the coffers and find some fresh talent to move into this particular career field. What we came up with was the High School to Fly School program in order to bring younger members into this career.
And what is required of what does a flight engineer do and what's required of them in terms of training?
In terms of training, typically in general, and it, of course it depends on which airframe you decide to go to, but the training is very extensive, and it could take anywhere between 6 and 11 months. So it takes quite a bit to get a flight engineer to train status. In order to do that, you have to be a person who is has a good mechanical aptitude and can do a lot of problem solving in a very short period of time. Typically, we pull those flight engineers from the maintenance career field, and we just hadn't been getting the numbers here lately, so we want to find a new avenue to bring in fresh individuals into this career field.
Now, it seems like the traditional route to flight engineer was spend some time. First, you have to be in the Air Force Reserves and have basic training, and then you would be in maintenance of aircraft for some period of time, then retrain, then become a flight engineer. Several years involved, correct?
That is correct.
And how does the High School to Flight School program then work in alternative?
As an alternative, what it allows us to do is bring a brand new recruit who has no military experience directly into this career field. So as opposed to, like you said before, going through the maintenance channel to become a flight engineer, we're bringing in people with no military experience.
And is this something that you are operating nationally or just around Robins Air Force Base or what?
Originally, I only had the authority to implement this program into a few select places. Well, we had such a positive response from the field that we decided to open it up nationally at all AFRC bases that have flight engineers on their aircraft.
So would that be including public schools around those bases or just the federal schools that might be located there?
You know, the name of the program, High School to Fly School, is really a kind of misleading in the sense of you don't have to be a recently graduated high school student to move into this program. Really what we're searching for is just people with aptitude to do the job. So even if you are in a local technical college where you're doing things that are compatible with this career field, like, for example, if you are a small engine mechanic or if you are in some type of aviation career field that is that marries up good to the flight engineer career field, those are the types that we're looking for.
So if you're a postgraduate, say, in medieval gender studies, probably not the type of person you would seek.
Probably not, but it could be a potential fit depending on what that person's mechanical aptitude.
All right. We're speaking with Chief Master Sergeant David Jones. He's career enlisted aviator functional manager at the Air Force Reserve Command. And, you know, over the history of aviation, a lot of the commercial platforms don't have flight engineers anymore. There's just a pilot and a co-pilot and everybody else flying. What is the case of the Air Force? Is that something that is going away in some of the main Air Force craft that will maybe come into the reserves later on?
Yes, sir. We definitely experience some weapons modernization. So some of the newer aircraft are not utilizing the flight engineer, AFSC, or career field. So what has caused some of our need to increase our flight engineers is the active duty component has gone to newer aircraft that we could typically draw those flight engineers off of active duty to finish out their career in the reserve command. Well, since the active duty has moved to newer aircraft that don't use the flight engineer AFSC or career field, should I say, we are having to grow our own. And so the Air Force is still using them, but on the civilian side, that is a true statement that they don't use the flight engineers as much as they once did.
And what are the platforms that do require engineers still?
Right now, we use the flight engineers on the C-5s, the legacy C-130s, the KC-10s, tanker aircraft, and the E-3s.
These are all basically transport types of planes, or I guess that the A-3 is a surveillance plane?
Yes, E-3 for surveillance, and the KC-10 is a tanker aircraft.
And what are some of the recruitment goals you've had, and have you been able to fill them so far? How many people have come through the so-called high school to flight school program?
Well, right now we have 4 of the 10 that we're seeking. And this is a test program at this stage. We're trying to see if this is a viable way forward to fill our vacancies in the flight engineer career field. So what I've been given the approval to do is seek out 10 candidates to place into this program to see how well it works. And if it works well, then I'll go back to my leadership and petition them to allow us to do this on a regular basis.
And by the way, is it interesting work being a flight engineer?
It is. I think it's one of the most rewarding career fields that you can have as a enlisted aviator. It's definitely a challenging career field. It's definitely one where you have to be able to think on your feet and exhibit your problem-solving capabilities. But I think it's one that a lot of the enlisted aviators that are in it really enjoy.
And are there coffee machines on something like a C-5?
Well, I wouldn't say machines, not exactly a Keurig, but we have, let's just say, some old school ways of making sure that we have our caffeine fix.
All right. Chief Master Sergeant David Jones is the Aviator Functional Manager at Air Force Reserve Command. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.